for the other shoe to fall. Wondering how many will choose to try and perceive it as the blessing it is, or just call it something appalling.
Or as appearances go, it sure seems to deceive.
Let's just take a quick look back to what's known about Jesus, who was known by those who saw him as the Son of God. In the churches of his day, he was seen to enlighten the spiritual leaders when only age 12. He showed us love is not money when he upturned merchant tables. And he ultimately came to upset status quo to the point that they came to. And taught others how to live with the love of the Father. So then, those who knew him saw him again in the flesh, and he continued to teach them and tell them, many chose knew that to become his brothers, they must live like he did. The Father loves sinners, cause once they've hit rock bottom and found that there's nothing much left, well then they look down onto the rock of ages. And since we're all sinners, I say, hey, let's play the selfless game.
All you gotta do is just see how long you can manage to go on showing the Father's agape love, acting selflessly during every moment, and do the right thing for others. Are you ready? Are you set? Now, go!
By our love as has been written, 'tis how all people will come to know that we're one of his children. That's why our actions should always show a selfless heart and a stretched hand, a humble spirit that does not judge, being someone who's every fiber of being bows down to their heart, which overflows with the living waters of love by the Holy Spirit, like a fountain which knows no end. I'll be one who loves as I live, not one who lives and lets die, not one who lives and lets die. By our love as has been written, 'tis how all people will come to know that we're one of his children. That's why our actions should always show a selfless heart and outstretched hand, a humble spirit that does not judge, being someone who's every fiber of being bows down to their own, which overflows the living waters of love by the Holy Spirit, like a fountain which knows no end. That's why all actions should always show a selfless heart and outstretched hand, a humble spirit that does not judge, being someone who's every fiber of being bows down to their heart, which overflows with the living waters of love by the Holy Spirit, like a fountain which knows no end.